Chandler, good afternoon. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, so Chandler, a lot of praise on you guys, really the entire defense. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to tell Danny, usually when everything works out good for a team, that's usually when Bill kind of tries to knock you down a peg so you don't feel too good about yourself. Is that what happened today? Or actually Saturday or Sunday?
You know,
especially you, because I mean, you had a great game.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, coach is very consistent with his coaching. You know, he's going to coach you the same way if we win or if we lose, and that's what makes him such a great coach. You know, he's going to pick out the things that we did wrong. As far as he's going to tell you about the things that you did right, and a lot of that is becoming a professional athlete. You know when you did good or you did bad. You've been playing the sport for this long. You know, I mean, there are some things you can, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's with, but you know when you play good or you play bad.
So you know you played good.
I played okay. I could have played better. I definitely could have played better. There's a lot of plays that I left out there, and hopefully, before we get to week one, we can correct those things.
But when you go into this third preseason game, I mean, we make a whole lot out of it because we say, oh, this is the biggest preseason game. Now that you've played it, you've experienced it now for a couple of years, do we make too much of it, the third preseason game, that it's the biggest one, or the dress rehearsal?
See, I don't look at it that way. You know, a lot of different people look at it differently. I take every game seriously. You know, it will be the last game of the season. And I know some people say, oh, it's just preseason. But, you know, this is an opportunity for our team to go out there and get better, you know, week in and week out. And I'm excited. And I'm excited for this team to go forth into week one. But, yeah, like I said, as far as the preseason games, you know, some people call it the dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I take every game serious.
Well, it's a big game because you guys played the most. You know, the starters play the most and out of all the preseason games. And, look, the defense, let's be honest, there's a lot of hype this season going in, just like there was last year. But mm-hmm. there's even more now. If we're going to judge that third preseason game and say, okay, this is actually the dress rehearsal, or us from the outside are going to judge it like that, you guys looked ready to live up to that hype. Do you feel ready? To live up to the hype? Do you guys feel ready to live up to it?
You know what? We try to ignore the hype, to be honest with you.
There's my reference again. See, right. That's what I told you.
You try to ignore.
Don't believe the hype.
Yeah, but
don't believe the hype.
I don't believe what
you're
saying.
Where's public enemy number
can't
one?
Can't believe the hype.
You know what? I don't believe you.
There it is, Chandler.
Hey.
There we go. I told him. I said, listen, when they came in on Saturday, I bet you this song was playing.
I might have had this on my playlist.
Yeah, you need to add this.
I like
for every game.
Yeah.
So, hey, Chandler, so a couple things. The whole hands to the face penalty that we've been seeing so much from the offensive players and the defensive players, sitting there watching this game, calling the game, I don't know, how do you coach that? How do you prevent yourself from doing that? Isn't it just kind of accidental sometimes, just based on you hand fighting with the offensive tackle and him doing the same with you?
It's tough, man. That's one of those things that you just have to leave it in the ref's hands. And, you know, it's their job to, you know, to call a game. And it's tough, you know, because playing the sport of football, your hands are going to get into the guy's face.
I don't see how you avoid it.
Right. It's tough. I mean, hey, it's illegal, so, you know, you try to avoid it, but you try not to do it. But
you can say it. It's stupid. You can say it.
It's tough.
But, Chandler, is there something that you can, like, if you have a move, because I know you got a couple moves, if there's a move that you think may cause a problem, like, leading to that penalty, mm-hmm. I mean, it's got to inhibit you a little bit, knowing that now you kind of have to adjust it. I mean, just to protect yourself, because you could have a great move, accidentally hit some guy in the face. And now that play, that drive continues to go because of basically what happened with you.
Yeah, see, it's tough. Like I said, that's one of those things you just have to own up to. You know, you kind of look to the sideline after the flag's thrown. You just look at your coach like, hey, you know what? They got me on that one. You know, it's your job to understand that. You know, your hands were a little high. You know, you did get your hands in the guy's face mess or on his helmet. So just got to keep them low and just be more controlled, I guess.
You come in today, Tommy Kelly, Will Smith. These guys are gone. What's your reaction to that? Those cuts that were made.
That's something that you probably have to talk to Bill about, to be honest with you. Coach Belichick, you know, it's something that's going on with the team, so you have to talk to Bill Belichick about it.
But how does that, I mean, is it kind of, I always, like, when I played, like, it always, like, it was kind of an awkward moment, like, because you really, it kind of felt like it was a death of like, a, you know, it was like a death. It was like, I didn't know what to say to him, you know, how to react to him. I mean, these guys that you guys have been playing with a long time, Tommy Kelly, obviously, from last year, Will Smith was new, but, I mean, what do you say? I mean, do you just, I mean, good luck? You know, or hope to see you soon?
Well, you just have to understand, you know, being in the NFL, you know, when you're playing in the NFL, you know, this is going to my third year, you see situations where there'll be, you know, new guys on the team or guys that will leave the team, and that's just a part of the a part of the organization or part of the National Football League, you're going to see that. You know, this is going to my third year, and I've met plenty of guys that, you know, that are on and off teams. And I feel like that's how it is across the league. And it's just, you just have to understand the organization and just the National Football League.
Speak of, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to make sure I get this in. So, like, when I'm watching you, we talk to you. We're going to talk to you every Monday.
Every
right?
Monday.
And I'm obviously
make sure you guys listen every Monday.
Every Monday. Monday.
Patriots Monday.
Patriots Monday with Chandler Jones and Chris Ford.
There was, like, when you play, I always thought that each guy kind of has, like, an a-hole in him. Like, mm-hmm. each guy, like, whether he's an a-hole in his real life, he's right. kind of have to have a bit of a jerk in him.
Right.
Just because football is, you know, it's crazy
sometimes.
That's
the type sometimes. Of sport it is.
So, but you seem like such a, you know, cool, chill guy, mm-hmm. you know, very reserved. Like, do you have to kind of like dig deep into your a-hole like pin, like to find something to get it so you can, you know, get after these tackles and play the way you do? Because you're relentless when you're coming after the quarterback. Mm-hmm. You did a great job setting the edge against the run.
Thank you.
You know, and listen, that's noticeable, but you just can't be passive and be like that. So I'm trying to figure out, is there something that you do? Is there are you playing music? I mean, so what kind of reference are you drawing from?
There's definitely a switch that you have to turn on and off. You know, from me sitting here with you guys to me, you know, strapping up and putting my helmet on. But as far as having any, as you say, a-hole in me.
Yeah.
I don't know how that.
Keep in mind, that was Christian that called you the a-hole.
No, I think I.
Yeah, hey, you're sitting right next to me. You're sitting right next to me, buddy. I'm in arm's reach.
Striking distance. I got this table and this mic. You want to see me jump across the table?
But usually, when I come across a guy that talks a lot of trash, I haven't had any yet this preseason, but there's some guys that, you know, try to get in your head or, you know, do a little extra pushing. You know, that's when you kind of. You might not get me to retaliate, but then I'll kind of like, I'll give you a little extra push back maybe the next play. But I'm really not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to do my job and execute, you know. Because I feel like whenever you get into those individual battles on the field and you're talking, and you know, that's when you kind of get, you know, you lose your focus. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you go out there on Sundays, the biggest thing is just to do your job and try to put the team first, honestly. And that's the biggest thing we try to coach here. So,
When I look at this defensive line, and I'm going to go back to Kelly for a minute because I'm shocked that he's gone. I looked at the guys in the middle as major pieces to help you guys on the outside even more, Ninkovich and yourself. So when somebody like that is gone, I guess, do you look at that and say, well, now I need to do even more with my job? Because, look, individually, you just said it. You have to focus really on yourself, but do you put that focus even more so, or that pressure even more on yourself when you lose someone like that in the middle that I thought, from the outside looking in at least, was that important to this team and this defensive line?
You know what? Every single week, whether it's preseason or whether it's a regular season, whether it's postseason, I'm going out there with the same mindset. And no matter, you know, no matter who's out there, if it's you know, whoever's out there next to me or whoever's out there, I feel like, I'm going to give my all, you know. So there's no really pressure, you know. As far as, you know, that player's his absence, you know, or whatever's going on, you're gonna have to talk. Like I said, you're gonna talk to Bill about that. But every week, I'm going to give my 110%. So
Chandler, I mean, the season's. I mean, you still got another preseason game, but like before the season starts, you know, before you really get into it, do you set goals for yourself, like personal goals?
Yes, I do.
So do you had 11.5 sacks last year?
Correct.
Can you tell us what the goal is this year?
Why did I know that question was coming?
You knew.
Why did I know?
You know, okay, can we play over and under?
We can't play over and under, but I can spill some beans since I'm not going to tell you a number.
All right.
You want more, though. That's the obvious.
You know, I get asked that question a lot. You know, I'll be walking in the grocery store. I'll be in the mall. And someone's like, hey, Chandler, you're going to have blah, blah, blah sex this year. And I'm just like, I think it's funny, you know, I get different numbers. But, you know, whenever I have an interview or whenever I'm talking to a reporter, and this is how I truly feel, you know, I want to do better than I did last year. And that's how, you know, and if it's helping the team, even if I didn't do as good as we did last year, if our team does better, I'll be happy. And I know it sounds cliche, but I honestly feel that way. I really do. I love this team. I enjoy playing for the New England Patriots, and I'm excited for the season.
Yeah, and you know, you can't give us the answer of, you know, I'm really, you know, I can't be focused on that, and I can't be focused against sacks because, you know, the more sacks that you finish with, the better this defense does. So it does affect the team, so that's where that answer would come into play as well. So you must have a number.
I just want to do better than I did last year.
Hey, we'll take that. So if it's 15, we're good, right?
We're trying, yeah.
Are we going to grab our boy?
Yeah, Julian Edelman is waiting. We're here talking with Chandler Jones, the Verizon player interview. Is he going to come in right now, or what are we going to do?
Do we need to take a break? Let's bust out.
Why don't we take a quick timeout? Chandler, thank you for joining us. And
Julian brought his own headphones.
Thanks for having me.
Julian, he was working out.
No, he has his little Beats.
Still has his song. We both got the Beats. The Beats, by the way.
Yeah, you have the little child version though.
Yeah, but
he's
you know
got
what?
The big ones.
Hey, I don't know what to say to that. Fine. Lock me all you want. Let's go. Bring it.
Hey, you know what? As I'm sitting here looking at you guys kind of look alike. You guys are a little
brothers. Brother. Brother.
Julian Edelman. Second coming.
Man. All right, so
that's a compliment.
How many? Since you're not going to tell us how many sacks you think you're going to get
right
this season, Christian. You got one more for him before we go. You got?
Can I?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I want
you good.
Yeah. Give him one more.
I was going to ask Julian this also. So they had this poll that the NFL on ESPN did, and they pulled like 82 guys, and they said, okay, who was the one guy you would not want to fight, fist fight? Uh-huh. So number one was Ndamukong Suh. Mm-hmm. J.J. Watt was second. Mike Tolbert. Big fullback who you guys just played from Carolina was the other guy, but you were not on there.
What?
Because I said if I'm not going to fight, if there's one guy I don't want to fight, it's going to be the guy who trains with his brother.
Yeah,
who's
right. Bones Jones.
That's crazy. I'm John Bones Jones's brother. What?
All right. So then who? So if you can't pick obviously yourself, who would it be? Is there anybody out there? You go, man. That guy's a tough SOB.
There's some glass eaters out there. I wouldn't say I wouldn't fight them. That's just not in me to say, oh, I'm not going to fight that guy. But there's a few tough guys out there. who do I like?
Julian's rolling his eyes.
What? Yeah. Okay. Ask Julian that question. It'll be like the whole NFL.
Yeah, I know.
Julian's like 5'3", sitting back here. I'm trying to think. I wouldn't say anyone on offense, obviously, because I'm lining up across from those guys. So maybe
give me a defensive guy you think is just a badass, just tough.
Who's a tough cookie? Darn. I like J.J. Watt. He's tough.
Okay.
He's a glass eater. I'll call him a glass eater.
All right, we'll keep him.
One more. Actually, have you ever drank mustard to help with cramps? That's the new craze. There was a high school football player over the weekend on the sideline drinking mustard. Yes.
No, I have drank pickle juice.
Yeah.
You heard that? It's got mustard's a lot of salt new, in it. I'm telling you, mustard's the new craze. It's going to happen.
I don't think our nutritionist is going to be giving us mustard on the sideline.
It's happened over the weekend. High school football player. They were giving it to him. Yeah. People are doing it. I'm telling you. It is.
You just used our three for all of them.
Yeah. No, that was just we have many of the three for alls. All right, Chandler,
all right,
thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having
me. Appreciate it. All right, he's Chandler Jones.